We are sitting in Peter Rodriguez's wonderful, wonderful apartment. This is October 23rd. It's a rainy Saturday. And in San Francisco, my name is Nora Wagner, and I've been requested by Peter and also by the Smithsonian Archives of American History to conduct this interview. We will begin this interview by giving a little bit of background information. We have with us, too, Jonathan Yorba, who has been involved on many other projects with the Smithsonian, and through his connection with the Smithsonian, we were able to start this wonderful project together. Peter, we're going to start talking about many aspects of your life. And as you know, you have had a tremendous influence on me professionally, but I would say even more so personally. I was the director of education at the Mexican Museum for quite a number of years, 16 actually. And so we were able to work together throughout many of those years. Your contribution to many people personally and certainly professionally as well as nationally on so many levels is what we're going to be addressing today. First of all, I would like to give a flavor of the personality that you are. And so just in a few words or however many that you would like, because we will revisit this point later on, what do you consider to be your greatest achievements?
Well, I think being born was quite an achievement. It was a time when there were all sorts of childhood diseases, and some people just didn't make it. Diphtheria, pneumonia, several things that are now curable. So I think that was very important.
Well, I would certainly consider that to be extremely important. And after you managed that, what would you say were your outstanding achievements?
Well, I think being involved in the arts was a primary thing. And starting the Mexican Museum, the first of its kind outside of Mexico, or the first of its kind in the world, not only outside of Mexico, just all over the world. There wasn't any museum of this nature, and I think that was a great achievement.
I think we would all agree, and we will certainly go back to that point in much, much more detail as we go along. Why don't we, at this point, now that you're born, tell us a little bit more about your background, where you were born, a little bit about your family, what are the important things about growing up that had such an influence on you?
Well, I was born in Stockton, California in 1926, and my parents had come up from Mexico in 1914. And my father stayed in the United States, although he wanted to go back to Mexico, but my mother didn't want to go back. So we stayed, and we were all born here. My 14 brothers and sisters were born in the United States. Three of them didn't survive, Peter the First and Alicia and Richard was the last born. He didn't survive. So I think that was quite an accomplishment, and I tribute my mother for her great strength. After having that many children, she could still keep us well and look out for us. So I think that was important.
It certainly is, and I met her on several occasions, and a very lovely lady. Peter, tell us a little bit about where your parents came.